أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهي تجري بهم في موج كالجبال ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزل يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين. قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين. وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك ويا سماء أقلعي وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين. صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 42 to 44 of Surah Hud, continuing with the incident of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. In the previous ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded him that he should now embark on this boat in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. And this ark had carried them in the waves, and Allah Ta'ala describes the waves kal jibal. The waves were like mountains. In other words, they were high. According to certain narrations, it had been higher than the highest mountain peak in the area, in the vicinity. At that time, we discuss now the three sons of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam had embarked. Sam, Ham and Yafith were their names. One son who was known as Yam and he was also known as Kanaan, he had not embarked on this ark with Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. Nuh alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Nabi will always have salvation of his people at heart, more especially his family. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam called upon his son and he said, وَكَانَ مَعْزِلْ. His son was in a place that was aloof, that was separated from everyone else. In other words, he was alone. And Nuh alayhi salatu was salam called out, يَا بُنَيْ, O my beloved son, irkab ma'ana, embark with us. Wala takum ma'al kafirin, and do not be with the disbelievers. Whether Nuh alayhi salatu was salam at that point in time had known the condition of his son or not, ulama of the opinion, the one opinion is that up to that point in time, Nuh alayhi salatu was salam had no knowledge of his son's disbelief, of his son's kufr, and that is why Nuh alayhi salatu was salam called upon him to embark on the boat. There could be another possibility that Nuh alayhi salatu was salam had known about the state of his son's heart, iman and kufr, but Nuh alayhi salatu was salam by saying irkam ma'ana, embark with us, wala takum ma'al kafirin, is a da'wat that Nuh alayhi salatu was salam is giving to his son. It is never too late. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafurur Rahim. Even at this point, if you leave your kufr, you bring iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive you and Allah Ta'ala will accept your iman. But nonetheless, that was Nuh alayhi salatu was salam's request to his son. قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء. The son's reply to his father is that very soon I will gain some sanctity in a mountain that will save me from the waters. The waters were now rising and no one had any knowledge of how high it will go. So he thought by climbing a mountain, a hillock or the peak of a mountain, he will be saved from that waters, but he didn't know what will happen. Qala la asima al-yawm. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam is pleading with his son now, according to the wahi that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down to me, la asima al-yawm. Today there is no savior. There is no one that is going to save anyone else. Min amri Allah, from the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the hukam of Allah. There is no coincidence in all of this. Allah has told me that this is what is going to happen, and there is going to be no savior illa mar rahim, but that person whom Allah ta'ala has mercy upon. Then Allah says, وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ, that a wave came in between Nuh alayhi salam and his son. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ, and he was from those who were drowned, and hence he was destroyed in the floods of Nuh alayhi salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now ends this incident. How long that Nuh alayhi salam was on this boat, on this ark, Allah ta'ala does not speak about in the Quran Sharif, but there are certain riwayats that it was on the 10th of Rajab that Nuh alayhi salatu was salam had embarked, and then the whole of Shaban, the whole of Ramadan, the whole of Shawwal, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, and then the 10th of Muharram, 6 months thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought this ark to its point where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had now commanded the earth. وَقِيلَ يَا أَرُضُّ بَلَعِي مَاءَكَ, Allah ta'ala's command was, O earth, now swallow your water. And as soon as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said that, the earth began to drain and the waters began to come into the earth. وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي, and O skies, in other words, the clouds, now you stop your rain. And hence in this way, وَغِيضَ الْمَا, the water began to recede. وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْر, and Allah Ta'ala says, the matter, the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had come to an end and it was fulfilled. وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي, as for the ark of Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, it had come onto Mount Judat or Mount Judi, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this way had emancipated Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu was salam from his people, and in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought an end to all the difficulties that Nuh alayhi salatu was salam had. وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, and then it was said, al-bu'ad. Bu'ad actually means to be away, to go away. In other words, distant yourselves, O people of the zalimeen, the transgressors. And bu'ad is also used in Arabic for lanat, curse be upon the zalimeen, the transgressors. In that way, they were all destroyed. So hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us Allah ta'ala's perfect kudrat, that when Allah ta'ala commanded the earth to swallow and drain the water, the waters drained. And here one important aspect is that everything happens by the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.